Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Faith, the obedience of faith. All three readings, the first two readings in the Gospel, touch on the notion of faith and what it means to be people of faith. In that first reading, of course, we have that vision of destruction. Woe, pain, strife. It's a dark, scary world. Where's God? And we're told to wait for God. The just man shall live by faith. Because of his faith, he lives. Even when things are toppling about and things look very bleak and dark, we can still trust God. We can still wait for God. Trust that he has everything under control. Something we need to be constantly reminded of as Christians. So easy to forget that we can trust God. It's so hard to trust God day in and day out. But our whole lives depend on it. The just will live because of their faith. So we are called to faith. Faith is powerful. Jesus says it. If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, in case you were wondering, that's not very big, very, very small. If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could tell the tree to be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. That's pretty powerful. Apparently, I don't have the faith of a mustard seed. And Jesus is saying this to a group of people, mind you, this is towards the end of Luke. These apostles have left everything to follow Jesus. And yet it seems they have not even a mustard seed yet of faith. How do we receive faith? You and I received faith in the gift of baptism. And we hear St. Paul exhorting Timothy to stir into flame the gift he had received. Baptism is the sacrament of faith, and when you receive baptism, you receive an incredible gift of faith. The Holy Spirit is poured out into your hearts, and the apostles did a whole lot more than uproot mulberry trees after they received the Holy Spirit. That same Holy Spirit is poured out into you in baptism. And so we are called to live by faith, to do great deeds, to stir into flame the gift we've received in baptism, to be reminded of what we received there on that day. Obedience of faith. Jesus doesn't sugarcoat things. He says we are servants. He paints us as the servants who are called to say we are unprofitable. We have done only what we have been commanded to do. Humility before God is an essential part of faith. St. Paul refers to his words as a norm of faith, as something we should accept, and it's a huge deal. It's a huge deal. The norm of faith, Scripture and tradition. That's what it is, Scripture and tradition. We are called to obey the teaching of the church, not popular today. Not at all popular. I can't tell you how many times I encounter people who say, I want to be Catholic, but I disagree with the church's teachings. We are called to obey the norm of faith, even when it sounds a little crazy, even when it takes humility before God. We are called to obedience in the faith. And what's on the flip side? How could God ask something like that of us, that we blindly obey what he sets out as the norms of the faith through his holy church? That story, which one of you would summon his servants directly to the table after being out in the fields? Which one of you would do that? Jesus is not like human masters. He does invite us to the wedding feast, to the wedding feast of the Lamb, to the altar. Jesus is better than a human master. None of us would do that. We would expect obedience. And God likewise tells us, Jesus tells us to obey, but he also invites us to the table. Remember, this is the end of Luke. Jesus is about to serve his disciples, to wash their feet at the Last Supper. That is the kind of example and leadership that Jesus gives. So we're not called to faith in someone who is aloof, distant, who doesn't care. We are called to the obedience of faith to someone who loved us to death on the cross, who served his apostles at table. Even though he was the Lord and Master of the universe, he stooped down and washed their feet. That is the Lord we are called to serve. And we are called, as St. Paul said in that second reading, that beautiful second reading, do not be ashamed of your testimony. We can often be ashamed before others of what we believe as Catholics, what the church tells us to believe. I don't want to believe it. It's hard. People make fun of me. People think I'm outdated, dumb, uneducated. Do not be ashamed of the faith in which we stand and the faith in which we live. At every baptism, we say this is the faith of the church, and we are proud to profess it, Christ Jesus our Lord. I am proud to profess this Catholic faith with you, brothers and sisters. We've been beaten down a lot in the last 20 years. But we are called not to be ashamed of the great faith which we are called to obey. We are called to invite others to share in the life we find by our faith.